We'll hit the intros in a little bit. We've got some work to do as one of our best friends and your brother.
Hey, that's a best friend.
Ramon Foster joins us now, as he does every Thursday, at Ramon Foster, of course, from RK-Dub, 6 to 10 weekday mornings on 104.5. The Zone. Those guys are killing it. If you're not listening, you should be. If you are, you already know what I'm talking about. Ramon, what's up? How are you?
Not much, man. I hear you over there politicking for best friends and stuff, man. You already got them, man.
The best friends ever.
Best friends ever.
Yeah.
Three best friends that anybody ever had.
So, hey, this offensive line needs to be best friends, huh?
Yeah, real soon, too. They got to get it together, especially if they end up getting a guy like DeAndre Hopkins, you know? It's one thing to have all those weapons, but it's another thing if you can't get the ball to them. And that's what they got to figure out real quick, Babsy. I'm just glad more and more people are starting to realize that when it comes down to the importance of NFL players, like, we're not the bottom of the rung the way people make us be when it comes to offensive line play.
So, did you hear, I'm sure you did, you heard Vrabel talk about just kind of the group as a whole. I don't know, Mayer and Slay were not convinced that Vrabel felt good about it.
Well, I just think sometimes he
answers between the lines.
Sometimes he gives coach speak, and I think he was giving coach speak there. But he did say, Ramon, that what he has seen today and this week is that the quarterback does have the ability to climb the pocket a little bit and deliver the football from various levels in the pocket. So that's one thing he said.
Well, if that's the case, if he can't climb the pocket, that means that the interior of the offensive line has been pretty good. Again, him having the ability to not have to be squeezed in if they run into a bigger defensive lineman to push the pocket down, because that does happen. Like, it's not 100% hit rate when it comes down to the offensive line having the pocket for Ryan Tannehill to maneuver around. I will say this, too, and we've said this on the morning show a good bit also. Tannehill, I feel like, is very athletic when it comes down to his ability to play quarterback, meaning his legs, the ability to run. I would actually enjoy an offense in which we see him actually use them a little bit more. That, to me, is the 11th guy. Sometimes the quarterback can be looked at as, oh, well, man, we just got to stop him because he's one-dimensional. I look at it and I kind of say to myself, when you're a former wide receiver and you have the ability to still run really well as a quarterback, you should. I think that benefits this team and just really alleviates a bunch of problems when you get to those, like, short down and distances or long down and distances where he does have the ability to extend plays.
So, Savage, let me ask you this. In your experience playing, how long did it take to see a new unit like the O-line come together and start being able to push forward? Or were you always privy to kind of have to just plug one in and one here, one there, and kind of keep the nucleus together?
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow, nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Truthfully, it consists of what? How many new people? It could be almost 4 new people on this group this year, at least 3. I think we get Brewer, but he's playing a different position. We get MTF back, who should still be the right tackle. It honestly comes down to, y'all, how transparent and honest they can be with one another. Like, they have the ability to put their ego to the side and say, hey, man, like, you sucked on this play, and not feel bad about it or not feel bad about saying it, because the moment they get to that point of being able to be honest with one another, the better they can get on, the quicker they can get on the same page with each other, too. Meaning, hey, hey, you're a little bit slower, so we got to be able to move this pocket a little bit better. I need you to move your splits down so we can get this cutoff a little bit better. Or, hey, he's not good against the bull rush. Help him out on these plays. Like, that's where they have to get to. And this won't be disrespectful. It really is just communication, because you don't make it to this level. And I'll just go at a guy like Andre Dillard. Like, you don't make it to this level if you're not capable. You're not a first-round draft pick if you're not capable, right?
Right.
So why aren't we seeing this type of stuff? Like, you need to know that you are one of the guys now. Be one of those guys. I heard yesterday's practice, Arden Key was going at Andre Dillard a good bit. Because why? He knows he can get the best out of him in practice, then he's going to get a better him in the games. Like, that's what the O-line's got to be able to do, and you got to be, like, as thick as thieves in your approach. That's almost like in any sport, though, Sam. Think about your good years at UT. How brutally honest were you guys with each other? Like, and that goes down to football, basketball, baseball, hockey. Like, when you know that your toughest opponent and judges are the ones that you're playing next to in a good, healthy way, there's nothing that can absolutely hold you back.
Totally agree. We just had that conversation amongst us.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
Yeah, so, hey, man, that's
yeah,
all
right. But I'll say this, though. Even if they have a really good preseason, I really won't judge this group too bad unless they're just giving it up. Until after the first quarter of the season, give me four games to see where this unit's going to be, because the first 2 weeks is shocking off. Give me four games.
Hey, man, dude, sometimes you just got to be cool, dog. You know what I mean? I know you, my brother, we're on the same wavelength, but that was I promise we had that written down for me. I was gonna ask you that. You just felt it though.
Ramon, he literally
That's
said
literally what
he said, it's gonna take four games for us to be able to.
And we ain't even talking about this.
I said we better know before four.
And literally while you were talking, I mentioned to Slay, ask him about the four games. I held up four fingers, and then you just addressed it.
Why four?
Because the season breaks down into quarter, Babsy. By the halfway point, you know what you are as a team at that point, too. First four games to this unit says, well, first game, get the jitters out of the way. Oh, we're super excited. Then it's the corrections, the overcorrections. The third game is, okay, let's settle in and figure out what's going on. By the fourth one, you need to have a method, because it's been almost probably 400 game reps, okay? I'd say about 320 game reps, 350 game reps together. Somebody's given up a sack, potentially. You've won and lost some games, potentially, you know, or depending on how the season goes. And at that point, it's not a surprise. Like, all the things that you did in camp usually come into play by the first four weeks of the season. It's just, there ain't got no other way to explain it other than the fact that that's usually the measuring stick on if you can or if you can't, across the league for the most part. Because if you wait any longer, then we risk we risk you being overexposed or us trending downwards as a team. It just, first 4 weeks of the season mean the most.
And I've heard numerous guys, you being one as well, talk about that, you know, when some bad film comes out on a guy, that's going to follow you for 4 weeks. I heard KB say the same thing. Yeah. Keith Bullock, I've heard him say the same thing. So, you know, that's what I'm pulling my straws from every time, man. So I knew you were going to dive in with that.
Creatures that have it with that type of stuff. Uh-huh. And that's just, you're right. If it happens in week one, you need 3 to 4 weeks to get rid of it on film. That's why, Babsy.
Ramon Foster with us, at Ramon Foster on Twitter, from RK Dub, weekday morning 6 to 10 on 104.5 The Zone. I noticed Derrick Henry talked to the media yesterday, and one of the things he was talking about was getting into his rhythm with a new offensive line. And that started, like, I hadn't really thought about that per se in much detail, but makes complete sense, right? Because, like, guys block people in different ways, right? Like, they give ground in different ways. So, like, the holes may present themselves a little differently based on different guys being up front. I just thought that was an interesting way to look at, like, him getting into the rhythm of the offensive line, too.
Yeah, it matters. I wonder if we're going to see a tweaked method of the way Derek runs, too, because this is a different group. Like, he grew up with LaJuan and Saffold and Nate Davis, those guys, right? Like, they crafted themselves for them. They brought in free agents for him to be able to run. This group, they just grabbed what was best available and said, look, our budget is what the cap says it is, and we just got to get as many high-value guys as we possibly can. I don't know how talented this group is going to be when they come together. So because of that, I kind of want to see how Tim Kelly is going to be able to put this group, or let's say put a game plan together that fits what Derek does. Because I think if we look back over last year, right, and we kind of look at it and kind of say to ourselves, we were burning too many plays to get Derek going. And if you get a guy like DeAndre Hopkins too, like, you got to change up the idea that we can only go through him. So I wonder how Derek is actually going to adjust to what those guys are doing, or if they actually just continue to do the same thing over and over again. Because I don't think this group, mass-wise, is exactly like the group before them or even 2 years ago. Like, this is, to me, a smaller, more athletic group all across the board. But Derek running style is a downhill running style. I love to see if they're going to go more outside zone, counter plays, toss plays, not into a defensive end type of play this year, man. So you know where I'm going with that. But I kind of need to see what Derek is going to do around those guys instead of what he can do for them.
Love it, Big Savagery, man. Appreciate the time. Appreciate the expertise. And we'll talk with you next Thursday. Always listening in the morning, man.
No doubt, good people. I'll see y'all.
All right,
Big Savagery.
Ramon Foster, at Ramon Foster.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.